I don't know, I think the way we've just summarised it up in the prex box is we just don't think the scoreline reflected the performance and the character shown today.
No, definitely not. You know, it's a tight game, not much in it. Fair play to the lad from Wrexham. You know, that's a little bit of individual sort of ability and genius goal. And you know, fair play. You know, that's what football's about, and that's what good players do. And obviously, the lad's got talent, and you know, everything fell right for him at the right time. And one thing that I always look at players that which, you know, I'm talking about somebody else's player here, that to have that mindset to even try it is positive, really positive. So yeah, fair play to him. And you know, disappointing for us not to stuffing out of us a little bit, and then obviously moving forward, the I thought again the last goal, well, I don't know whether it's great individual play or poor play from, you know, from us in terms of allowing him to score from where he did, but yeah, we'll have a look at that and speak, and I'm sure lads are disappointed at the scoreline, and because they definitely don't deserve that, and the performance, yeah, we at times we opened them up and looked like we were going to score. I thought there was a bit of a penalty decision that didn't go our way. Ranks, because he's a big lad, he's powerful, he gets a lot of unfair decisions against him, and it's give and take. It's give and take, but when, you know, he's strong, tough opponent to play against, and it's disappointing sometimes that he doesn't get the respect. And actually, it's more of a game knowledge that people don't understand, that he is strong and he will do that to players, and everything seems to go against him a lot of the time, and things go for him, but majority of the time people think the fouls, and then when he gets something against him, nobody feels sorry for him and nobody helps him out. So something that, you know, I would say that people need to assess their game knowledge and know what players are about, and individual strengths and things like that, because it makes a difference. And I thought that, you know, that decision went against us, and maybe at a crucial time, like, you know, their goal came at a crucial time for them to get them back into the game. And so yeah, not too disappointed in terms of we came and give it a good go. So
yeah, we came very close, and the first half in particular, standout moment, you talk about Michael Rankin, it was immense today, winning a lot of headers, a lot of the flick-ons were working really well to great effect. That was what led to the corner. Jake Cassidy popping up with a goal. Another impressive performance as well from a debutant in Kevin Hurst. Could have perhaps buried an equaliser for us as well at 2-2. What did you make of his overall performance today?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to come in and slot straight in. You know, we've had a few injuries, and want his natural sort of position in terms of. But overall, you know, tidy, and he's a good player, is Kevin. And you know, I wouldn't have brought him in if not. And he's played a lot of games, and he'll definitely influence us moving forward. And that's what it's about. We've got a task to achieve, and obviously games tick away, but we'll still strive to achieve what we want to achieve, and Kev will, I'm sure, play a big part in that, as will everybody else.
Yeah, and next few games obviously getting more and more important all the time as the games go by, but it's tight at the bottom, isn't it? There's still light, there's still plenty to go at in the next few weeks for us to pull clear.
Yeah, and you know, nothing's changed for us in terms of what we think we've got in our changing room, and what we do on a daily basis. Nothing's changed at all. That's, you know, we know what we've got to do. The lads know what they've got to do every time they come in training, every time they're playing a game. So we'll try and improve that instead of sort of standing still or going backwards. We'll try and improve, and hopefully it'll be enough to achieve our goal.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.